It's good to see you again. Please take a seat and we can begin today's session. How are you today? Good. Yes, from what I remember, this is your favourite time of year. I like it very much too. So, if you are comfortable, I'd like to jump right in if I may. You've been coming here for a few sessions now, and I think I have a grip on your situation. Low self-confidence or self-worth is very common, as well as all the problems that it leads to. You've been very patient with me, and I know it's been uncomfortable at times. When I see you or any other client, what I do with these probing questions is to document the way your mind sees things, your world view. If the exact same thing happens to two different clients of mine, they will likely as not have two completely different reactions, rooted in what they think will happen. For example, if someone was to subtly approach you or come on to you, you might run the numbers in your head and think that it's not very likely that she is actually doing that, or you may not even see it because it's not something your worldview is prepared to accept as a possibility. Whereas, if at a client with other issues, he might see this for what it is and take full advantage of it. But he might also do the opposite of what you do and round towards that possibility instead of rounding away from it and be mistaken a lot of the time. I can't tell you if that is a client of mine right now because of confidentiality. But I have seen many things like this. So, the role of therapy is to document this and for me, well, us together really, to formulate a different worldview that fits better. Because once that's clear to you, you will be able to switch your way of thinking and seeing yourself and the world to this new worldview. And you can leave this other worldview behind, along with the negatives that come from it. I think we've already corrected a few details and hang-ups. But when you hear about a breakthrough, this is what people talk about. The reason I'm telling you this is that introducing a new worldview can take a lot of time. But sometimes it is automatically brought on by strong experiences that the old worldview simply can't explain. So, for example, I have noted that one of your strongest needs and also areas where you feel most inadequate is related to pleasure. You said in our last session that you were unsure that you would ever be able to please a woman. I know that was rough to admit. You did very well to dig that deep inside yourself. It is easy to walk around for a long time with these ideas. But what I'd like to propose is that we try an exercise to prove this idea wrong. What do I mean by this? I mean the simplest possible interpretation. I tried challenging you before and saying that you don't know this to be true, and you said that it doesn't really matter, since you're unlikely to prove yourself wrong. But a keen eye like yours may have noticed something. That you are a man and I am a woman. I am willing to give you a strong experience that you can use to decide for yourself, instead of letting your worldview decide for you. Wouldn't you rather know? Good. So, what I'm going to do now is remove my skirt and sit back down in this chair. And you are free to come up to me and see whether you might prove yourself wrong. Yes, I left my underwear on to give you the honours, so please feel free. Go ahead and kneel down between my legs and physically remove the barrier between you and what you desire. Now, do what we've talked about and try and take in your surroundings. Remember our process. How am I acting? Yes, I'm calm and remaining in my chair, and I'm not upset. You're correct. My breathing is a bit heavier. You're free to continue. This is my, well, how would you describe it? Yes, vagina is correct. Are there any other words? Tell me those words. This is important. One possibility in this new world view is that you are eminently capable of pleasuring a woman. Both you and she will probably use different words than Yes, excellent. Pussy. How did it feel saying pussy? I noticed your hesitation. Were you worried you might offend me? As you can clearly see, it didn't. I rather liked it, in fact. Our world views are often dependent on the words we choose to use. And, by just changing our linguistic choices, our views can, likewise, be affected. Close your eyes for a moment, and let me say a few words while I'm speaking. Take note of how my words make you feel physically. Ready? Here we go. Intercourse. Fuck. Vulva. Pussy. Penis. Cock. Fellatio. Blowjob. Sucking cock. Cunnilingus. Eating pussy. Okay, now just a few more. Touch me. Kiss me. Finger me. Spread me. Use me. Fuck me. How did that make you feel? It made you sexually aroused. Good. Did you notice that how some words had more power to them? Very good. Go ahead and open your eyes now and tell me what you see. Yes, I'm masturbating. Is there another way of... Yes. I am fingering my pussy. I want you to use those powerful sexual words, those quote-unquote dirty words, to describe how you feel, both physically and emotionally, while watching me play with my pussy. Pay very close attention to my reactions. Ready? Proceed. Yes. Yes, go on. Oh, fuck. Okay. How did it feel saying those things? Yes, it might feel a little awkward at first, but you're making significant progress. Tell me, did it seem like I enjoyed hearing you talk like this? Yes, I liked it very much. In fact, it made my pussy very wet. I did notice, however, that while you felt free to use cock, dick, pussy, and fuck, you didn't use the word cunt. You seem a little uncomfortable. Was it because I said cunt? Okay, I know that there's a certain taboo around the word, but it's perfectly safe to use here, and I think it would be beneficial if you did. It's extremely important that we break down your inhibitions, and I feel that if we can overcome this one small taboo, it will completely open up your world view. Perhaps it would be helpful if I used it first. Let's give it a try. First and foremost, let's forget whatever cultural associations you might have with the word. Cunt is just another word for pussy. And I think we can both agree that a pussy is a good thing, correct? It is, I think, a more powerful word. It's unapologetically sexual. There's no mistaking a cunt for a kitten. A cunt goes hand in hand with fucking. Wouldn't you agree? Good. Now, focus your attention between my legs again. Look at my cunt. Really look at it. Take in every detail. Do you like watching me play with my cunt? Do you like the musky scent of my arousal? Would you like to taste my cunt? Maybe fuck it? Do you like it when I spread my cunt open for you? Like this? How did it feel when I used the word cunt then? Excellent. If you feel the need, go ahead and touch yourself. I want you to, actually. Squeeze your cock just like you imagine my tight cunt would. Yes, just like that. Okay. Now let me just spread my legs a little wider. Go ahead and get your face right in front of my cunt. You try it now. I want you to use the word. What do you feel, kneeling between my legs, stroking your hard dick while I finger my hot little cunt right in front of your face? Very good. How did it feel when you said you wanted to lick my cunt? Good. And what was my reaction? Correct. You are very observant. My pussy really did clench. It wasn't your imagination. So, let me ask you a very serious question. Having verbally expressed your desire to lick my cunt, do you think that I would want you to lick it? You're already down there. How about if you just... Oh, that's good. Okay, stop just for a moment. No, you didn't do anything wrong. Now, did it sound like I enjoyed that? Yes, you are absolutely correct. Did it sound like I was pleasured by it? Right again. Now, look me in the eye when I say this. I want you to lick my cunt. My already wet cunt. Just in case you didn't notice. I want you to lick it as hard as you can. And I want you to not stop until you hear me orgasm. Trust me, you will know when you hear it. Can you be a sweet man and do this for me? Oh my. Fuck. Oh, I love your tongue. Licking all over my lips. Oh, fuck. And my clit. So good. Oh, so fucking good. Can't pleasure a woman my ass. More like can't help pleasure a woman. Oh, yes. Yes. Just like that. Oh my god, I'm so wet. Oh, fuck me with your tongue. Lick my cunt. Lick my pussy. You can call it whatever you want as long as you fucking lick it good. Oh, fuck. Suck on my clit. Oh, good fucking God, that's so... Oh, fucking eat it. Eat my fucking cunt like you're starving. I don't know what I love more. Seeing you down there working my wet cunt. Or closing my eyes and throwing my head back because it feels so fucking good when you do. I love that tongue of yours. It knows exactly what to do. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, keep going. Oh, you can do this. Oh, God, you're good at this. Fuck. Oh, yes. Please don't stop. Please keep licking my pussy. Keep spreading my lips with your tongue. Oh my God. Here it comes. Fuck. 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 Oh. Fuck. I need you to fuck me too. Get up. Take your pants off. Fuck. Take your boxers off. And take that cock and fuck me with it. Just put it... Oh! Fuck! Oh! Fuck me with that fat cock of yours. Fuck. Oh. Stand there. I'm going to get down on the floor. And suck on this cock. This thick cock so wet with my pussy juice. God, I love the taste. I love this cock. Fuck, it's so so good. You like seeing a woman down there, worshipping your cock, tasting your fat, manly cock so thick and veiny. Licking these poor balls so full of cum. I want you to unload all your cum in my face. Coat me in your cum. Be the sexy man you are and cover me in your load now that you have fucked my pussy. So good. You've made me come twice for you. Please. Please come for me. Come. Oh, that's it. Shoot it all out. Paint me with your white-hot cum. Make me a sexy mess. In my hair, on my lips, let it out. God, I love your moans. Oh, God. Wow. So, our process. I'm here in front of you, covered in your cum, after you gave me the best orgasm I've had since... I don't even know. So, do you think it's possible that maybe you've been mistaken all this time, and that you, in fact, can totally pleasure a woman? And maybe, if you've been wrong about that, maybe there are a number of other things that you don't need to worry about. I'm going to lick your cock clean while you think about that. So yummy. This was a short but very productive session. But not reproductive. I'm on the pill, don't worry. So, how about you just catch your breath for a while? And process this. It's important to mentally integrate all this new information. And you know what? I think the session is on the house. Let's just say it was... mutually beneficial.